We often hear about genetically modified food, but scientists in Syracuse are hoping to take that technology one step further and create the first genetically modified wild forest tree. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the American chestnut tree could make a comeback with a scientific nudge.
In a brightly lit lab in Syracuse, tiny green chestnut seedlings are tenderly cared for by SUNY ESF researcher Allison Oakes.
So there's sort of the old tissue, and he's sprouting a nice new top.
Chestnut trees once dominated swaths of the eastern seaboard, but that was more than a century ago, before an Asian fungus decimated a population of trees known for delivering chestnuts to holiday revelers and wood that doesn't rot to builders. The fungus is now endemic throughout the eastern U.S., and Oakes says when researchers found an enzyme that reduces the virulence of the fungus on chestnut trees by blocking its acidity, it opened the door to creating a tree that won't die from it.
This is going to be the first genetically modified organism that was made for restoration of a natural ecosystem as opposed to for crop plants or food production.
So Oakes drifts from one plant to another.
Everything has a code and a label, so nobody gets lost.
Pairing the fungal-resistant gene with different chestnut seedlings. She says the long-term goal is reestablishing the trees where they once grew with abandon. These seedlings will be planted next spring. Researchers start applying for approval from three federal agencies next year, and if they get the okay, these trees could be growing in the wild in 3 to 5 years.
We got to clear all the hurdles, we got to do all the studies, we got to check for all the environmental safety issues, because we can't put anything out there that would have a harmful effect. That's absolutely the opposite of what we want to do.
Oakes says research like this is happening on other non-crop plants and organisms, notably ash trees and coral, and she believes it's necessary in a warming world where it might take 100,000 years for a species like the American chestnut to reestablish itself on its own.
It's almost going to be required because the species are going to have to change faster than they can naturally to keep up with climate change.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.